page 518. And as soon as Sir Bedivere had lost the sight of the barge, he wept and wailed, and so took the forest. And so he went all that night, and in the morning he was ware betwixt two holts hoar of a chapel and an hermitage. Chapter 6. How Sir Bedivere found him on the morn dead in an hermitage, and how he abode there with the hermit. Then was Sir Bedivere glad, and thither he went. And when he came into the chapel, he saw where lay a hermit groveling on all four. There, fast by a tomb, was new graven. When the hermit saw Sir Bedivere, he knew him well, for he was but little to fore Bishop of Canterbury, and that Sir Mordred flemmed. "Sir," said Sir Bedivere, "what man is there interred that ye pray so fast for?" "Fair son," said the hermit, "I wot not verily, but by deeming. But this night at midnight here came a number of ladies, and brought hither a dead corpse, and prayed me to bury him. And here they offered 100 tapers, and they gave me 100 bezants." "Alas," said Sir Bedivere, "that was my lord King Arthur that here lieth buried in this chapel." Then Sir Bedivere swooned, and when he awoke he prayed the hermit he might abide with him still there, to live with fasting and prayers. "For from hence will I never go," said Sir Bedivere, "by my will, but all the days of my life here to pray for my lord Arthur." "Ye are welcome to me," said the hermit, "for I know you better than ye ween that I do. Ye are the bold Bedivere, and the full noble Duke Sir Lucan the butler was your brother." Then Sir Bedivere told the hermit all as ye have heard tofore. So there bode Sir Bedivere with the hermit that was tofore Bishop of Canterbury, and there Sir Bedivere put upon him poor clothes, and served the hermit full lowly in fasting and in prayers. Page 519. Thus of Arthur I find never more written in books that be authorized, nor more of the vast certainty of his death heard I never read, but thus was he led away in a ship wherein were three queens, that one was King Arthur's sister, Queen Morgan le Fay, the other was the Queen of Northgales, the third was the Queen of the Wastelands. Also there was Nimue, the chief lady of the lake, that had wedded Pelias, the good knight. And this lady had done much for King Arthur, for she would never suffer Sir Pelias to be in no place where he should be in danger of his life. And so he lived to the uttermost of his days with her in great rest. More of the death of King Arthur could I never find, but that ladies brought him to his burials, and such one was buried there, that the hermit bare witness that some time was Bishop of Canterbury. But yet the hermit knew not in certain that he was verily the body of King Arthur, for this tale Sir Bedivere, Knight of the Round Table, made it to be written. Chapter 7. Of the opinion of some men of the death of King Arthur, and how Queen Guinevere made her a nun in Almesbury. Yet some men say in many parts of England that King Arthur is not dead, but had by the will of our Lord Jesu into another place, and men say that he shall come again, and he shall win the Holy Cross. I will not say that it shall be so, but rather I will say here in this world he changed his life. But many men say that there is written upon his tomb this verse: Hic iacet Arthurus rex quondam rexque futurus. Thus leave I here Sir Bedivere with the hermit that dwelled that time in a chapel beside Glastonbury, and there was his hermitage, and so they lived in their prayers and fastings and great abstinence. Page 520. And when Queen Guinevere understood that King Arthur was slain, and all the noble knights, Sir Mordred and all the remnant, then the queen stole away, and five ladies with her, and so she went to Almesbury, and there she let make herself a nun, and wear white clothes and black, and great penance she took, as ever did sinful lady in this land, and never creature could make her merry, but living in fasting, prayers, and alms deeds, that all manner of people marveled how virtuously she was changed. Now leave we, Queen Guinevere, in Almesbury, a nun in white clothes and black, and there she was abbess and ruler as reason would, and turn we from her, and speak we of Sir Launcelot de Lake. Chapter 8. How, when Sir Launcelot heard of the death of King Arthur and of Sir Gawain and other matters, he came into England. And when he heard in his country that Sir Mordred was crowned king in England and made war against King Arthur, his own father, and would let him to land in his own land, also it was told Sir Launcelot how that Sir Mordred had laid siege about the Tower of London because the queen would not wed him. Then was Sir Launcelot wroth out of measure, and said to his kinsmen, "Alas, that double traitor, Sir Mordred, now me repenteth that ever he escaped my hands, for much shame hath he done unto my lord Arthur, for all I feel by the doleful letter that my lord Sir Gawain sent me, on whose soul Jesu have mercy, that my lord Arthur is full hard bestad. Alas," said Sir Launcelot, "that ever I should live to hear that most noble king that made me knight thus to be overset with his subject in his own realm. And this doleful letter that my lord Sir Gawain has sent me afore his death, praying me to see his tomb, wit you well his doleful words shall never go from mine heart. For he was a full noble knight as ever was born, and in an unhappy hour was I born, that ever I should have that unhap to slay, first Sir Gawain, Sir Gaheris, the good knight, and mine own friend Sir Gareth, that full noble knight." Page 521. "Alas, I may say I am unhappy," said Sir Launcelot, "that ever I should do thus unhappily, and alas, yet might I never have hap to slay that traitor Sir Mordred." "Leave your complaints," said Sir Bors, "and first revenge you of the death of Sir Gawain, and it will be well done that ye see Sir Gawain's tomb, and secondly that ye revenge my lord Arthur and my lady Queen Guinevere." "I thank you," said Sir Launcelot, "for ever ye will my worship." Then they made them ready in all haste that might be with ships and galleys, with Sir Launcelot and his host to pass into England. And so he passed over the sea till he came to Dover, and there he landed with 7 kings, and the number was hideous to behold. Then Sir Launcelot speared of men of Dover, where was King Arthur become. Then the people told him how that he was slain, and Sir Mordred and 100,000 died on a day, and how Sir Mordred gave King Arthur there the first battle at his landing, and there was good Sir Gawain slain. And on the morn Sir Mordred fought with the king upon Barham Down, and there the king put Sir Mordred to the worse. "Alas," said Sir Launcelot, "this is the heaviest tidings that ever came to me." "Now, fair sirs," said Sir Launcelot, "show me the tomb of Sir Gawain." And then certain people of the town brought him into the castle of Dover, and showed him the tomb. Then Sir Launcelot kneeled down and wept, and prayed heartily for his soul. And that night he made a dole, and all they that would come had as much flesh, fish, wine, and ale, and every man and woman had 12 pence, come who would. Thus, with his own hand, dealt he this money in a mourning gown, and ever he wept and prayed them to pray for the soul of Sir Gawain. Page 522. And on the morn all the priests and clerks that might be gotten in the country were there and sang mass of requiem, and there offered first Sir Launcelot, and he offered 100 pound, and then the 7 kings offered 40 pound apiece, and also there was 1,000 knights, and each of them offered 1 pound. And the offering dured from morn till night, and Sir Launcelot lay 2 nights on his tomb in prayers and weeping. Then on the 3rd day Sir Launcelot called the kings, dukes, earls, barons, and knights, and said thus, "My fair lords, I thank you all of your coming into this country with me, but we came too late, and that shall repent me while I live. But against death may no man rebel. But sithen it is so," said Sir Launcelot, "I will myself ride and seek my lady Queen Guinevere, For as I hear say, she hath had great pain and much disease, and I hear say that she is fled into the west. Therefore ye all shall abide me here, and but if I come again within 15 days, then take your ships and your fellowship, and depart into your country, for I will do as I say to you. Chapter 9. How Sir Lancelot departed to seek the Queen Guinevere, and how he found her at Almesbury. Then came Sir Bors de Ganis, and said, My lord Sir Lancelot, what think ye for to do, now to ride in this realm? Wit you well, ye shall find few friends. Be as be may, said Sir Lancelot, keep you still here, for I will forth on my journey, and no man nor child shall go with me. So it was no boot to strive, but he departed and rode westerly, and there he sought a 7 or 8 days, and at the last he came to a nunnery, and then was Queen Guinevere ware of Sir Lancelot as he walked in the cloister. And when she saw him there, she swooned thrice, that all the ladies and gentlewomen had work enough to hold the queen up. So when she might speak, she called ladies and gentlewomen to her, and said, Ye marvel, fair ladies, why I make this fair. Truly, she said, it is for the sight of yonder knight that yonder standeth, wherefore I pray you all call him to me. Page 523. When Sir Lancelot was brought to her, then she said to all the ladies, Through this man and me hath all this war been wrought, and the death of the most noblest knights of the world, for through our love that we have loved together is my noble lord slain. Therefore, Sir Lancelot, wit thou well I am set in such a plight to get my soul health, and yet I trust through God's grace that after my death to have a sight of the blessed face of Christ, and at doomsday to sit on his right side, for as sinful as ever I was are saints in heaven. Therefore, Sir Lancelot, I require thee and beseech thee heartily, for all the love that ever was betwixt us, that thou never see me more in the visage. And I command thee on God's behalf that thou forsake my company, and to thy kingdom thou turn again, and keep well thy realm from war and wrack. For as well as I have loved thee, mine heart will not serve me to see thee, for through thee and me is the flower of kings and knights destroyed. Therefore, Sir Lancelot, go to thy realm, and there take thee a wife, and live with her with joy and bliss. And I pray thee heartily, pray for me to our Lord, that I may amend my misliving. Now, sweet madam, said Sir Lancelot, would ye that I should turn again unto my country, and there to wed a lady? Nay, madam, wit you well that I shall never do, for I shall never be so false to you of that I have promised. But the same destiny that ye have taken you to, I will take me unto, for to please Jesu, and ever for you I cast me specially to pray. If thou wilt do so, said the queen, hold thy promise, but I may never believe but that thou wilt turn to the world again. Well, madam, said he, ye say as pleaseth you, yet wist you me never false of my promise, and God defend but I should forsake the world as ye have done. For in the quest of the Sangrail I had forsaken the vanities of the world, had not your lord been. In this sentence, lord is footnote 1, return to text. Page 524. And if I had done so at that time, with my heart, will, and thought, I had passed all the knights that were in the Sangrail, except Sir Galahad, my son. And therefore, ladies, sithen ye have taken you to perfection, I must needs take me to perfection of right. For I take record of God. In you I have had mine earthly joy, and if I had found in you now so disposed, I had cast me to have had you in mine own realm.